Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.
Welcome back. It is 12:06 at 12:60 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this snowy Tuesday afternoon in Washington. I'm joined now by a guy no doubt wearing skis right now, Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy. And it's snowing out here. It's pretty.
It's pretty. All right. Well, you are outside. Sounds like you're outside.
I sure am. Yeah, I'm walking back from the courthouse to the Capitol.
Oh, man. You want me to call you back, or are you okay?
Oh, no, fine. No problem.
All right. The states and D.C. told to clean up voter rolls or be sued. Judicial Watch counters Obama. That's the headline. You're not supposed to have more people on the voter rolls than are eligible to vote?
It's a crazy thing, isn't it? So what they're talking about is they look at the census data. You take the number of people that are of voting age population, so 18 and over, and you can actually go down to citizenship and number of people 18 and over. And it turns out that in Washington, D.C., there are 4% more people registered to vote in the city than there are even people who would be eligible, even if you had every single person who's eligible sign up. And that's a pretty good red flag that, well, the voter rolls are not particularly clean. And so Judicial Watch has asked, they've essentially sent a warning letter saying, Washington, D.C. and these other states they've targeted, go ahead and show us you are actively taking steps to clean up those voter rolls or else we're going to sue you.
Uh-huh. And the state's reaction to that or the district's reaction to that, or is it just simply too early to tell?
Well, so we'll have to see what their specific response is. The federal law that actually allows for Judicial Watch to sue goes ahead and allows these organizations like Judicial Watch and even regular citizens to make a document request. And that's essentially what this letter is. It says, hey, prove to us that you are taking steps to clean up your voter rolls right now. If we don't get proof of that, then we'll go ahead and sue.
All right, but some are saying, well, this is just conservatives making a bunch of noise because the liberals make a bunch of noise over, voter suppression.
Yeah, we've talked about this. What's going on when in a 50-50 country, when you have the actual politics so evenly divided out in the country, it puts a lot more pressure on the actual group of voters that end up deciding elections. So if you can... if you can make that group of people larger, Democrats think they get an advantage. If you can make that group of people smaller, Republicans generally believe they have an advantage. So a lot of this is about arguing over the rules of voting, not even arguing necessarily about position, but over who actually gets to come in and vote. We should say D.C. actually does have let's back up. So the main thing here is this test. And the law sets up a test which is, yes, you have to do everything you can to make it easy to register to vote, but you are also required by the law to take, quote, reasonable steps to clean up your voter rolls and make sure that inactive voters aren't on there. And, basically once you decide they've moved out of your jurisdiction or have died in some cases, that they are no longer on your rolls. So the key question for Judicial Watch that they're raising is, are these states and D.C. taking reasonable steps? And the district has some things they point to that are reasonable steps. It'll be eventually, I assume, be up to a judge to decide whether that's correct or not.
Yeah, but there's also something you point out that in my mind is unreasonable, and that is the fact there are so many people that are registered to vote in the District of Columbia and, as an example, also registered in Prince George's County.
Yeah, that was an analysis that a couple of our investigative guys did last year and found 13,000 names, and they went ahead and they took names that were clearly unique names. It wasn't likely that you would get, it's not like John Smith or John Edwards or something like that where you get a number of multiples you couldn't really tell. So they even threw out possible duplications like that, just of very unique names, found 13,000 people registered in both places still as of, last year's rolls, and even found people who had told our reporters they lived in Prince George's County, the records showed they had voted in Washington, D.C., and they told our reporters, hey, I haven't voted there in 5 years. I don't know what that's all about. So it's either they were lying and had double voted, or somebody else had voted under their name. So, the city says that they don't have any evidence of fraudulent voting, but there seemed to be at least evidence of mistakes, if not fraud.
All right. Now, is the Obama administration involved in any of this?
Well, so the Obama administration position, and this is the fundamental questions here are, do you believe that you should, that registering and voting should be easy, or do you believe, do you support voter integrity? You want some checks to make sure that the people actually turning out are legitimate voters, registered, they are who they say they are, and they're not fraudulent. There doesn't necessarily have to be tension between those two, but for the last, you know, couple of decades or so, we've found tension between those two. And so the Obama administration has focused almost entirely on that first part of the question, on what's called ballot access, and have mostly dismissed the voter integrity side of the question. Conservatives are focusing on the voter integrity side. You know, one of the guys from Judicial Watch is a former Justice Department lawyer in the Elections Division for the Justice Department. He served a bit under President Bush and then under President Obama. He said that during his time there, the last few years of President Bush, they brought 5 different lawsuits under that voter integrity part of this, the issue of cleaning up voter rolls. President Obama, in his 6 years in office, has brought 0 of those lawsuits, which pretty clearly shows you where their priorities are.
Yeah. Is there some type of national database for checking eligibility for voters, or could there possibly be?
You know, so this goes back to those reasonable steps that the states are required to take to clean up their voter rolls. Recently, faced with questions about what they can do and faced with pressure from these outside groups to clean up their voting rolls, a number of them have gotten together and formed a state conglomeration, actually a couple of different state conglomerations, where they try and share information back and forth. And so one of them, the initials are ERIC or ERIC, actually Maryland and Virginia both belong to that. And as of earlier this year, or maybe it was late last year, the District of Columbia has now joined that as well. So they haven't had a chance to really get in to use that data yet, but they may be able to clean up their rolls. Essentially what ERIC does is it's a clearinghouse, and you share information from your voter rolls, your DMV records, your death records. You share those among each other so that if, say, Virginia has a more recent DMV record from somebody that also shows up in D.C., then D.C. can go back to that person and say, hey, we believe you've moved. Is that accurate? Can we remove you from our role?
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to turn your attention to something else. The White House is using cat pictures to sell Obamacare.
Yes. So I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Internet and cats. There seems to be a love affair between youngsters, the Internet, and cat pictures. And
yeah.
So the Obama administration has seized on this, and it's called a GIF or a GIF file. And they were really popular back in the early days of the Internet, and they sort of lost popularity when the Internet got fast enough that you could do full movies. But now there's sort of this retro thing going on where people are once again big on GIFs, which are a series of pictures strung together, sort of like the old flip books, where when you run them together, it's sort of a stop-motion video. And cat GIFs have become really popular on the Internet, and the Obama administration, realizing this and desperate to reach these young people who they need to get to sign up for Obamacare, have released a whole bunch of cat GIFs arguing why people should sign up for Obamacare. I don't know whether it's working yet, but it sure does show you how desperate they are to try. You know, they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing. I don't know if you caught it, but yesterday Harry Reid blamed Republicans for Putin's taking of Crimea. He did it in a roundabout way. It also involved the Koch brothers in the conversation. Is there something wrong with him?
Well, you know, this Koch brothers argument, he's been making this for, obviously, for weeks now.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know. I don't know whether it's safe to say he's blaming Republicans. But what he is doing for Russia going into Crimea, but he's certainly blaming them for not responding quickly enough now that Russia's already done this. And, of course, we've already gone over that. There are all sorts of different reasons there about what's going on. And so, yes, he's absolutely correct.
All right. Hey, were you over at the court today?
I was not at the Supreme Court. I was at the U.S. the Federal Appeals Court. There were 2 Obamacare hearings going on today. The big one that everybody's following with the contraceptive mandate is the Supreme Court. But I was at this other one, which actually could be a lot bigger. This is on something you probably talked with Tom Howell about, the issue of whether Obamacare can pay subsidies to people no matter whether they're in an exchange set up by the federal government or the state. The law seems pretty clear that it's just the state. The Obama administration says, no, we can pay them to everybody. If the court rules that it's just the states, that blows a giant hole in Obamacare.
Huh. Very interesting. All right, well, we'll continue to follow that. You can now go inside and get out of the snow, and perhaps we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good, Ed.
See you. Thanks, Stephen. Stephen Dynan, Washington Times political editor, the guy out in the snow walking back to his car and volunteered to come on the air despite that. What a man. What a man. What a trooper on this snowy Tuesday. All right, folks, 1216 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And still to come in this hour, we're going to check in with Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. He has a piece in today's Washington Times entitled, "Liberal Policies Have Destroyed the Black Family." Oh, one other thing about David Clark. He's a Democrat. Yeah. Sports editor Mike Harris will join me at the bottom of the hour, and White House reporter Dave Boyer will join me about 12:45 right here on WRC. This portion of the show brought to you by K Hovnanian Homes. Want some good information on a good home? Go to khov.com.